Tyrone and Aaron. I didn't get a chance to talk to you after church. How are you?
Fine.
Have a seat.
Thanks.
Dad, is it okay if we have a snack before the movie?
Sure, help yourself.
Okay, what do you guys want? We've got coleslaw, tuna salad, chicken roast beef, and leftover spaghetti.
All of it.
Yeah.
It's still a light bulb left in there. You want to eat that?
Dad, it's an hour and a half before the movie starts. We need something to hold us over until we get popcorn.
What are you going to see?
Aaron and I want to see Return Again of the Lizard People.
But I want to see Forever Summer.
Ew!
What's so good about lizard people?
It's great entertainment. I mean, the best part is when the lizards come and they suck the face off a scientist. But it's okay, he's an evil scientist.
Well, what is Forever Summer about?
Oh, it's a beautiful love story. These two 17-year-old kids meet on a vacation and go sailing. Then there's a storm and they're shipwrecked. And for the rest of the movie, they're trapped alone on a deserted island together.
Go see the lizards.
All right.
Yeah, lizards. Yeah.
Dave. Huxtable resident. Yeah, he's in. Just a second, please.
Hello? Jerry, yes.
Don't stay
on long. Okay. No. That wasn't my nurse. That was my daughter. And she's home from college for the weekend. Yeah. You want to make the rounds with me? Sure you can. You're my favorite med student. Sure. You meet me at my house. Okay. See you then, partner. Bye-bye. El Roberto! How are you?
Hi, Dr. Huxwell. Is Vanessa here?
Yes. He's in the kitchen with Tyrone and Aaron. Just come on in. Well, I haven't seen you in a while, son.
Yeah, well, after, you know, Vanessa and I broke up, I felt it would be best if I didn't come around for a while. I knew that the shock of the breakup would be rough on you and Mrs. Huxwell.
Yes, well, that's very considerate of you. I want to thank you for giving us time to get over it.
Where's Miss Huxtable?
Mrs. Huxtable?
Yeah.
She's still at church. She's doing some committee work.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. Dr. Huxtable, you mind if I sit down?
Go ahead.
You know, from what I've seen, you and Miss Huxtable have a beautiful relationship. I hope you appreciate it.
Well, yes, we do, and thank you for being concerned.
I'd love to have a marriage like yours someday, but I doubt I ever will.
Oh, well, son, how old are you?
13.
Yes, well, see, first things first. Before marriage, I think what's important is for you to get a job.
You're right, Dr. Huxtable, you know. but as a great man once said, a lonely man is only half a man. You know, Dr. Huxtable, I really need guidance with my life.
Oh, what kind of guidance?
See, in the last month, Debbie McLeod, Stephanie Johnson, and Amy Gordon all broke up with me.
Because all three found out you were dating them all at the same time.
But I wasn't.
You weren't?
See, no. See, I was growing steady with Debbie, but Stephanie and I made a pact that if she broke up with Todd and I broke up with Debbie, we would go steady. So Todd broke up with Stephanie, and so I went steady with her until Amy's party. And after I danced with Amy, I knew that she was for me. And that was for the best because Stephanie was a Sagittarius and I was a Libra. And that's why I was surprised when Amy broke up with me, because she's a Capricorn and I'm a Libra. We should have been cosmically in sync.
Well, I think you probably threw all the planets out of sync because you had too many women.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I needed that laugh.
Well, good. Robert, well, Vanessa is in the kitchen with Tyrone and Aaron. Why don't you go on in and join them?
Oh, I'm in no rush. I just assume stay out here with you and talk life.
My planets are in sync. And I have to go to work.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Robert?
Oh,
Hi, Dr. Hudson.
I thought everybody went to the movie. What are you doing here, son?
Oh, I didn't feel like it. I feel like doing some dishes.
Are you having trouble at home, son?
No, that's not it. See, it's your daughter, Dr. Huxwell. I thought I was over her. But when I saw her with Tyrone and Aaron, it brought back the pain. Twice the pain. I mean, I'm dying inside.
Really?
Really. That's why I stayed behind, to talk to you. I wanted to have a dialogue with someone who would be sensitive to my sorrow.
Well, can I get you something to drink?
I'm too young.
Apple juice, boy!
Dr. Huxwell, you know Vanessa better than anyone. I want her back. Could you talk to her?
Sure. When she comes in, I could tell her, look, Robert's dying inside.
Right, that'd be nice.
And then if she says, I don't want to go back with him, then I'll put her out of the house.
No, sir, that isn't what I'm trying to say.
Then what is it you're trying to say? You got to help me. Now, why don't you tell her how you feel?
Well, I didn't think I had to.
Really?
See, Vanessa and I have always been in tune with each other. I thought she'd pick up on my vibrations.
Yeah, well, Robert, I think you need to stop vibrating so much. And you have to start communicating.
You're right, Dr. Huxley. You're right.
You.
This is really a big help. I can't thank you enough for being so generous with your wisdom.
It's all right.
I want to pay you back.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Oh, just came for a visit.
Oh. Well, where's Vanessa?
She went to the movies. And I was hanging out with your dad, but he had to go out and get some air.
Well, it's good to see you.
Hey. I've been waiting for you. I need to talk to you.
What's up?
Well, a guy's coming over to take me on a date, but I've never met him, so I need your help.
You do?
Yeah, see, he goes to school in Boston, and some friends that knew him that we'd get along perfectly, and we exchanged phone numbers, and we've been calling long distance and everything, but you never know, so I want you to meet him and tell me your opinion.
Well, why? Once you go out with me, you have your own opinion.
Yeah, I know, but I might be wrong because he's going to try and impress me, see, but around you, he'll be himself.
You know, maybe I could give you my opinion, too.
Right. So will you do it?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thanks. So just come upstairs and give me a report when you're done.
Okay, wait, I don't have to do that.
Why?
See, when you come down for your date, right, ask me what the weather's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And if I like the guy, I'll give you a good report. And if I don't, I'll give you a bad one.
Okay.
When's he coming?
About an hour.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, we've got an hour. Time enough for us to have a talk. We could talk about love and life.
Let's go play basketball.
Well, we can't talk if we're playing basketball.
I know.
Hey, Jerry!
Hey,
how
Dr.
are
Huxtable?
You? My favorite mansion. Listen, you're early.
Yeah, I know. This is the first time I've ever made rounds. I didn't want to be late.
All right, well, give me your coat. Yes, indeed. Wait, where's your tie?
Well, you didn't say anything about a tie.
Oh, man, listen, the first thing you learn as a med student when you're making the rounds, wear a tie.
Well, I can go home and get one.
No, you don't get a tie. I have just the right thing for you. I have a tie upstairs, one I used to wear a long time ago when I was a resident, but it's lucky.
Thanks.
I'll get it for you. All right, make yourself at home. If you see Mrs. Huxtable's pocketbook, don't go through it.
Man, that was a cool jump shot.
Thanks, man.
It was not as good as mine, but it was all right. You know.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm Theo, Denise's brother, and this is Robert.
We heard you were coming over.
We really look forward to meeting you. Have you been waiting long?
Oh, no, I just got here.
Okay, well, look, come on, have a seat. We'll keep you company while you wait.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. It's our pleasure. We would really like to get to know you better.
Yeah, so what's your sign?
Sign.
When's your birthday?
Oh, November 19th.
Scorpio, you're passionate and you're true to yourself.
Thanks.
Are you in college, too?
Yeah, med school.
I bet a lot of girls go for guys in med school, huh? You got a lot of girls after you, don't you?
No, not really.
Oh, come on, I bet you have a couple of girlfriends.
No, I'm not into that. I'm more of a one-woman man.
See? Hi!
Hi.
When did you get here?
About a couple of minutes ago. Who are you?
It's me, Denise.
Oh, yeah, I talked to you on the phone. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Nice to meet you, finally.
Robert and I have been keeping him company.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So, how's the weather?
It's kind of cold.
Yeah, but it's clear and beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad.
And I'd say a high pressure system will remain in the area throughout the evening.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
Let's go. Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Bye.
Okay, see you later.
All right.
Oh, sit down. Gosh, it's really nice to meet you finally, face to face. Talking on the phone was getting pretty expensive.
Oh, it was just a local call.
Oh, right, local call. That's what we'll call it, local call, when we make lots of local calls. So, gosh, I like the way you dress.
Oh, thanks. Your dad's upstairs getting me a tie.
Oh, you don't have to wear a tie.
No, your dad said I did.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I agreed with him.
You did?
I'd have to say I agree with most of what your dad says.
You do?
Yeah, he's a great man. I'm just glad he's willing to teach me everything he knows.
He is.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
My lucky tie!
Ew! Hey! Yeah. No, you're not gonna make him wear this!
Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh.
I'll be proud to wear it.
All right. Well, let's hit it.
It was nice meeting you, Denise.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
To the hospital with your dad.
You are?
Yeah, he's gonna make the rounds with me.
Oh, okay, Dad. Well, when are you gonna come back?
Well, we'll be back in about, 2-3 hours, maybe.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Okay. Okay, see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Go, hit it!
Bye.
All right.
Hello? Dad, you just left with my date.
What's wrong?
Dad just left with the guy I was supposed to go out with. He just walked out with him. He gave him a tie.
He must have liked him.
Why am I even here? I have nothing to do tonight now.
Where are you going?
I need some water.
Hi.
Hi. Can I come in?
No, I'm not allowed to open the door for strangers.
I'm Greg Martinson. I'm Denise's date.
Denise said that you left with my dad.
I couldn't have left. I just got here. Could I come in?
You're still a stranger.
Could you at least tell Denise that I'm here?
Okay.
Now?
Sure, I'll run.
Thanks.
Denise!
Yeah?
Do you still want to go out on a date?
What?
There's a guy outside at the front door looking for a date.
Already cut it out. Don't joke around.
I'm not. He's waiting for you outside.
Oh, and what does he look like?
Nice.
Nice, huh? Does this nice-looking gentleman have a name?
Yeah, Martin.
Greg Martinson?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's the guy who left with Dad.
Oh, he's back.
Ernie, this is not the guy who left with Dad.
He's the one that's looking for a date.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you Denise?
Yeah.
I'm Greg Martinson. I believe we have a date.
I thought Greg Martinson was already here.
I don't think I was.
The Greg Martinson I've been talking to long distance.
Yeah. Look, I have identification.
You're a better person.
Thanks.
Please come in. Oh, wow, you have to hear this. I don't even know what happened. I mean, we've never met before. We've only talked on the phone. Uh-huh. And I was getting a little nervous. So I had my brother come down to sit with you, and he was going to give me a weather report, and you got a very good report. I don't even know who he was. And then my dad comes down, gives him a tie, and you're here, and it's really nice to meet you.
It's great to meet you.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to let me get over the fact that you were here, but my dad took you away.
Well, sit down, handsome. Well, Greg Martinson.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about yourself.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Dad, this is Greg Martinson. Greg, this is my father, Dr. Hextable.
How are you, Greg?
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, this is Robert, no relation.
I'm working on it, though.
Dad, go ahead, sit down.
Thank you.
Guess this is it, huh?
I guess this is it.
What time is your first class tomorrow?
11. How about you?
9. Well, thanks for everything.
Yeah, I had a really nice time.
Well, bye. I gotta go.
Bye. Okay.
So why didn't you kiss him?
You guys, you could have gone upstairs or in the kitchen or something.
Really?
Yes.
This is my house. You're lucky I didn't go over there and stand between both of them.
Well, I had a fabulous time regardless.
Good.
So, Dad, how about you? Did you have a good time?
Well, Robert and I, we were here cooking. Right?
Downtown.
Well, good. I'll leave you two alone.
No, don't do that. Come on, stay and talk. Say. Did you take the dishes out of the dishwasher?
No.
There you go. All right. There you go.
Downtown.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey. How was the movie?
Disgusting. Aaron and Tyrone stayed to see it again.
There's someone in the kitchen waiting to talk to you.
Who? You mean he's been here all this time?
Yes, indeed.
Is he upset about seeing you with Tyrone and Aaron?
He's upset about not seeing you with him.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Dad, I can't go in there.
Please go in there. Because if you don't, this boy is going to stay in this house for the rest of my life.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. Listen, I have something to say to you. I would like for us to go steady again.
Robert, I'm flattered, but I don't think that would be right for us.
Sure, it's right. I mean, you and I are like a bow and arrow. If you take one away, the other one's useless.
Not if you find another arrow. You see, I think that you're upset because three girls broke up with you this month, and you're feeling a little desperate.
Well, Vanessa, maybe I am. But you know, a great man once said, even
Robert,
in desperation... Yeah?
What great man once said it?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot.
Hear it.
But it's a great saying.
If you can't tell me what great man said it, I'm not gonna listen.
Well, what's the difference who said it?
Robert, I'm telling you this as a friend. You have a problem.
Yes, that you won't go steady with me.
No, that you always go around quoting these sayings. You're 13 years old and you talk like you're 63.
You're right. I do. Now will you take me back?
Take you back as my friend.
But I want to go back to being your boyfriend.
Robert, you once told me that a ship that sails backwards never sees the sunrise.
What did I mean by that?
You meant that in life you must always go forward.
Yes, but I was hoping we could go forward together.
We will. As friends.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Good. And who knows what the future holds? Maybe I'll feel differently in time.
Vanessa?
Yeah?
Would it speed things up if I begged?
Oh, you are looking at one tired dog.
How could you be tired?
I've been up since early this morning, dear.
Well, you got some sleep.
No, I just had a little nap this afternoon.
I'm not talking about that little nap this afternoon. I'm talking about that long nap this morning in church.
Get out of here.
Cliff, I saw you. I was standing up in the choir singing Wondrous Love. I saw you.
It's a lovely song.
You only heard the first few words and then your sorry old eyes closed all up. Your head fell forward, you pulled it back. It fell forward again, you pulled it back. It fell forward again. It ended up inside your jacket.
I woke up in time for Reverend Willingham's sermon.
Cliff, do you want this bed to be struck by lightning?
I did.
All you did was fall asleep in a different position. I saw you. Your head was leaning backwards over the pew. Sorry, little Adam's apple, sitting up waving at the people.
Oh. Well, I think if you paid more attention to Reverend Willingham's sermon and less attention to me, you would get more out of it.
Well, I could pay more attention to the sermon if I didn't have to worry about you falling over onto one of the kids and crushing them.
Listen, you don't worry about me. I may be napping, but whatever I hear stays in these ears.
And you heard everything this morning?
That is correct. Everything.
Then why is it that when the sermon was over and everybody else said amen, you jumped up and said, there you go?
The spirit moved me.
Good night, Cliff.
Good night. Claire?
Yes?
I can't go to sleep.
Now, there you go.
No, I'm just not sleepy now. Claire?
Yes?
Put me to sleep.
I have just what you need. Come here. Now relax. Let your feet go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What wondrous love is this, oh my soul? Oh, my soul, what wondrous love is this? Oh, my soul, what wondrous love is this?
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.